Report: Far left's radical infrastructure plans cornering vulnerable Trump district Democrats. By Jacob Bliss on July 2, 2021. Democrats presiding in Trump 1 districts are hesitant to address the possibility of a reconciliation plan for the far left Democrats to ram parts of the radical wish list in the infrastructure bill. According to a report from Axios, the 7 House Democrats that represent Trump 1 districts from the 2020 general election are wary about the radical left reconciliation plan. Notably, all Democrats are undecided on how they would vote from either the bipartisan or partisan plan. Representative Cindy Axon, DIA, had told Axios that the Democrats are getting a little top-heavy with the $6 trillion. She added, "I just want to see a package that includes the things that I think are truly infrastructure today. More on broadband, definitely child care, and that's what I'm really trying to work for us to get those pieces in there." Additionally, she said her preference would be to have one bigger infrastructure bill instead of splitting the package up into 2 separate bills. Representative Andy Kim, DNJ, had reportedly said that his biggest priority is looking to tackle climate change. He also said, "The problem that I have with the reconciliation efforts or other things is that I see bold ideas and big numbers. But what I haven't heard from the White House is how much of the problem is it going to solve." Additionally, if he does not have an impact assessment, he will not know how much money will be best to send in the right direction. Representative Jared Golden, DME, did not have any comment about using the reconciliation route. But on the topic of infrastructure, he said, "My position is that a lot of us worked very hard, put in a lot of work into getting a good bipartisan infrastructure bill." He added, "I think you learn through those processes that you stay at the table and keep talking about things." Representative Ron Kind, DY, also did not have a comment on the reconciliation route the more radical Democrats are looking to take. He told Axios that he is thrilled to see infrastructure investment happen on a bipartisan basis but ignored questions about the more ambitious partisan package. Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, had also said, "Just show me what we're talking about and show me how it'll help my district." Slotkin additionally said, "I think I've got some peers who are like, heck no. I'm not doing a reconciliation package. I'm not there." Representative Matt Cartwright, DPA, has notably been the one of the most open to having a reconciliation bill pass. When the congressman was also asked about supporting the bill, he said he would support 2 packages, probably, yes. Representative Sherry Bustos, DEL, who has been one of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, top lieutenant in her radical quest, announced she would not be running for re-election, but has said she has faith Democratic leaders in Biden will find the right solution when talking about the infrastructure package.